It's Tuesday, so it is our Tuesdays with Tom segment. Tom Skilling joins us, sponsored by PermaSeal Basement Systems. Tom, how are you today?
Anna, I'm great. How was your Thanksgiving? I haven't talked to you since then.
It was weird. And cool and fun and nice and everything. My sister, she has this great outdoor space, and she sat us, I'm not kidding, Tom, 20 feet apart. It was 15 to 20 feet apart. And
wow.
So we sat in little pods, you know, with our family, our family of three, me and my husband, my daughter. And then she was with her family of four, and they just, you know, this is the way we did it. And that's the way you do it, right?
I know. Yeah, you do what you can here in 2020 with COVID-19 all around us.
Making lemonade.
Well, sounds lovely.
Hey,
I'm telling you, Sylvia.
I want to wish
you,
Tom.
Turkey?
Oh, yeah, we did. We had the turkey. We had the traditional stuff. My mom is an amazing cook, and she's kind of handed off some of the duties, so we sort of make up the stuff to try to make it taste like her stuff. It doesn't always work, but it's... You know, you do what you can. Hey, I want to wish you a happy first day of meteorological winter. Isn't that today?
Yeah, here we are, December. You know, it's interesting. We closed out the fourth warmest November in our history in 150 years of records. The 39th warmest autumn. This is from my colleague Mark Carroll, who's digested this. And do you know that the year to date is running the sixth warmest of any since 1871, which is how far back our records go. So it's pretty amazing. And I was looking across the United States now. We have about 13% of the lower 48 snow covered, which will be of interest because we had some pretty good lake effect snows east of us out toward LaPorte County and into St. Joseph County over by South Bend, and then system snow all the way from Ohio down to Tennessee. But only 13% of the country snow covered. That's like a third of what we had last year. And I was looking at the snow coverage. We have accurate data back to 2003. This is the second least snowy point at a for a December to begin in terms of national snow coverage since 2003, which is how far back really accurate records of snowpack go. So it's been a warm autumn across a good part of the country. I'm looking here, too. I see Australia had their warmest spring ever. They're going, of course, into their summer now, and they've had heat up to 120 degrees in some parts of Australia in recent days. So really hot over there. So interesting what's going on.
You know what was interesting, too? I drove along Lakeshore Drive coming in yesterday.
Wow.
And those waves kicking up against the shoreline there. And even today, I just took a look out the window. We're on the 18th floor here at Wacker and Columbus. And you can see straight out to Navy Pier. The jetty out there is covered. The waves are crashing up over it. And you see just the shoreline. It's really impacting. I know you live along the lake, too. I don't know what you're seeing.
Oh, you know what? It's interesting you bring that up because we have some giant rocks that were placed up here in the Edgewater neighborhood along the lakefront, right near what we call the Bob Newhart Building on Sheridan Road. It was that building that was included in the opening of Bob Newhart's show. At any rate, years ago, in 1986, when the lake levels were so high, the Corps of Engineers came in here and put in these big boulders to break the impact of the waves, because that building was being hammered, as were others along the area. But I was watching the waves break over that pile of rocks they've got out. I don't think I can remember larger waves pounding against it than yesterday. It was really something. And I was sent some video from across the lake in St. Joe, Michigan. One of our viewers' husbands was making a delivery along the lakefront there, and the lake was wild. It looked like something out of, a wild ocean scene. And our Chopper 9 caught some guy surfing yesterday along the lakeshore.
God bless those people.
The surfers, give them a wave. I don't care what the temperature is. I remember when we used to go to the ocean when I lived as a kid for a while out in New Jersey. You went to the ocean in the summer, and hurricanes would approach, and you had these huge swells, and all these surfers were out there surfing in the most formidable weather conditions. So they were out here yesterday, despite the chill, which is pretty brave. They had wetsuits on and or a wetsuit on. I only saw one guy in this video, but from the air.
You know, it's interesting. If you told people we had surfers in Chicago, if they're not from here, they don't even imagine Lake Michigan to be that powerful. And it's amazing to see. They do come out. They really do surf. There's another video, though, circulating. I don't know if you saw it, Tom, but it's made national news now. Yesterday, I woke up and saw it. I can't remember. Local news posted it. There was a video of a guy riding a bike along the shoreline there, Lakeshore Drive, and he just got swept out by the waves. He was on the bike path, but those waves were coming up over the bike path onto Lakeshore Drive. Just incredible.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll tell you what we had yesterday amounted to a storm surge. You hear these associated with hurricanes, but we have our own storm surges here when these winds blow for hours the full length of the lake in from the north, and they pile the water up. There's a gauge operated by NOAA at Calumet Harbor, and the lake level went up over a foot. And on top of that, you put 17-foot waves. That doesn't sound like much of an increase, but I know up here, I'm on the north side by Kathy Osterman Beach, which is the Lakeshore Beach right at the north end of Lakeshore Drive. And half of it went underwater, and that was true of the beaches elsewhere around the area, too. So we had a storm surge operating, and these bike paths and, you know, jogging paths go underwater. In that. And of course, there's also some damage that occurs over time along the lakeshore. We've had horrendous erosion issues in recent years with these high lake levels. We're no longer at a record on lake levels, but they're still nearly 3 feet above the long-term average. And you bring one of these autumn storms in with these a day and a half of north-northeast winds at 30 to 55 miles an hour, which is what we had going with the winds yesterday. And you can submerge some of these lakeshore paths and even bring the water up close to Lakeshore Drive in places.
Hey, Tom, we got to check traffic, but then I want to circle back and ask you about what we're looking at ahead here for the week and beyond, what you can tell us. Back with Tom Skilling now, sponsored by PermaSeal. You know, Tom, woke up this morning and, woo, was it a little cold. I took the dog for a walk and I just felt that chill. I'm pretty close to the lake. I know that it's that time of year. Maybe it's supposed to be this cold, but it was such contrast to some of the warmer temperatures we've been experiencing.
Well, you make an excellent point, Anna. You know, we've been so abnormally warm. In fact, yesterday ended a 12-day consecutive day streak of above normal temperatures. We went a little below normal with the average yesterday. And we're kind of in territory that we ought to be in right now, maybe a little below it with our highs today in the mid-30s. Coming days, we'll see us come back closer to normal, with low and mid-40s around here. And by the way, it's cloudy, as you and I put this together, but the sun is shining just west of here, and it'll be in the city as the day goes on. And it looks like tomorrow, pretty nice day, with some sunshine, less wind than we've got today, and today's winds are exponentially lighter than they were yesterday. There's an interesting little system wrapping up in the plain states. A lot of our models have taken this south of us. I notice our U.S. models are running it up here and may have some impact on the weather later in the week. By that, I think maybe some rain late in the week. Stay tuned on that. We've been keeping our forecast dry, but if this works out, might be we have a little system Friday, Saturday, something in there. But at no point do I see barbaric cold coming down, at least on the next week. There are a couple of pretty good shots of colder air that follow. But, you know, we're in December now. This is the month in which things should start happening, and in terms of colder air and snow. So, we'll keep our eyes peeled on developments here.
Tom, I saw on the WGN TV website, the weather site, I love the questions that you get from the listeners and your viewers, because you just go into depth to really answer them. And one of the things you asked about was Chicago. You were asked about was Chicago's snowiest and least snowy winters, and what that tells us about what we're looking at now. Can you go and just explain it a little bit to us?
Well, I'll tell you, it's interesting. We have lived through the worst decade. Most of us who are not kids, but mature and adults, we lived through the decade of the 70s. And collectively, those winters were the worst in our history in terms of both cold and snow. And then we had a couple of years, 1982 and 1985, where we had specific Arctic outbreaks that produced the city's coldest temperatures on its record. We've come back a good deal since then, and a lot of the warming that has gone on has taken place in the night times, interestingly enough, here in the city. But, gosh, I don't know if you remember, in January in 1982, we had a temperature of 26 below zero. Mm-hmm. It was so cold, and it was a January winter temp. And, I mean, literally, you heard buildings and trees and everything outdoors cracking because of the intensity of the cold. And you went out to try to start your car. You couldn't do it. The batteries had said, enough of this. We're not even working. I remember I had to wheel a car into our garage at WGN and let it warm up. Fortunately, remember we used to do those Ford commercials, and we had a big garage there that they'd wheel cars in. So I was able, with some of my colleagues, to push the thing in inside, and that was enough to warm it up. You know, remember winters like that? We haven't had that sort of cold that just locks in and hangs on for. We've had cold spells, no question about it. We had that
polar vortex,
mm-hmm. Back in January last year that spilled over a little bit into February. But, I mean, those winters in the 1970s, you'd have snowstorms that started on, I remember in 78, 79 was the year of the Jane Byrne, Michael Bolandic blizzard that shut the city down. And that was the year where Jane Byrne was running against machine candidate Michael Bolandic, and she beat him because partly because of the ineffectiveness of the snow removal at the time. And people punished Bolandic for that by voting for Jane Byrne. And boy, the city has changed completely. I mean, our streets and sand people are like nobody in the world at removing snow.
The best.
Yeah, they are. It's amazing. And that's not an easy job. Especially when you get these snows in rush hour, like that Valentine's Day snow we had back in 1990. Oh, brother, that hit in February, right in the height of evening rush hour. And, you know, trying to get snow equipment out there to remove it is a nightmare in rush hour traffic. So that was a mess. You can't fault streets and sand for that because they just couldn't get out and, handle that, given the time it occurred. But we haven't had winters like those 1970 winters.
No.
Winters in the 1950s produced an average of 34 inches of snow. In the 60s, that had grown to 47 inches. And by the decade of the 70s, the average winter here was producing 54 inches of snow. We've since come down from that. But, you know, comparing our recent winters to those, there's quite a difference.
What was that stat you told us not too long ago about the temperatures you see in the summertime, those trends, and how they would compare to being a colder winter? Was there something you told us,
Tom? Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I think we believe if we have a hot summer, we're going to have a cold winter to offset it. Doesn't work like that, it turns out. 60% of the time, at least here in Chicago, after we've had a warm summer, the winter season tends to average above normal. Well, we had a warm summer. So that, and there's also La Nina going, and La Nina gives you a highly volatile winter many times with above normal precipitation. But by and large, when you finish a La Nina winter and you check the stats for the 3 month period total, December, January, February, you average a little above normal. So we have that stat and the fact that warm summers are often themselves, in a majority of cases, followed by warmer than normal winters overall. Doesn't mean you can't have snowstorms or cold waves, but overall, you wind up a little bit above normal. So let's see how that works out. The Weather Service climate forecast folks have a near normal winter predicted and above normal precipitation. But there are some stats that suggest maybe we'll skew kind of on a little bit on the warmer side.
Wouldn't that be nice, Tom? And we don't need any big eventful winters this year. We just don't. We've had enough going on. I think we can all say that we don't. We just need a regular winter. That's all. Is that too much to wish for?
And, Anna, it's not. We can wish for it all we want. One point I would make is you can put one heck of a snowstorm and a warmer than normal winter, so it can still happen. We'll see. That's kind of where the trends are right now.
All right, fingers crossed. Thank you, Tom, and stay well. And thank you again for sharing your story about the surgery you went through and your whole health situation. Are you feeling good? Are you feeling good?
Feeling great. Got on the scale, lowest weight yet. So isn't that something?
Isn't it?
It's a medical miracle.
It is.
Thanks for letting me talk about it. People are probably sick of hearing me talk about it now. But at any rate, Anna, it's good to talk to
you.
It always is.
You too. Be well, Tom. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thanks, Anna. You too. Bye.